Blog Talk Radio.
And you heard Mrs. Mishaw sing for you. Now, I know you came primarily this afternoon to hear the discussion between these two great men. So I'm not going to waste your time any longer. I'm going to ask the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come before us at this time and say what he will. I'm going to ask that you breathe a prayer.
This is the radio edition of Mr. Muhammad Speaks, heard weekly over this radio station at this hour. The principal speaker.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akilah Ali. I just want to let our listening audience know that we will be changing up the format a little bit in the coming year, 2020. So look out for that. We will be expecting a bit more engagement and have a more conversation. But of course, it will still be focused on nothing but the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I would also like our listening audience to visit CROE.org and view our streaming program, Muhammad and Friends. We stream live every Sunday at 2:30 Central Time, and we dedicated this past show to the legacy of our dear beloved brother, Munir Muhammad. We will also like you to visit us if you are in the Chicagoland area, 2435 West 71st Street. We will be holding our 33rd annual Founders Day celebration, and it's the one crowning event that we have during the year to ask for those who support us to join us in celebrating the works that we've done, and to also give us the encouragement in the way of monetary donations to continue to do this work in pushing and promoting the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. For more information, you can contact us at 773-925-1600, or again, visit our website at CROE.org. Today I will be playing a special history interview, Crown Hotel, by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I believe this was in the year of 1962. And this is just to let the listening audience know that although you may not have been aware of the impact and who the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was and is, the media certainly was not unaware. They interviewed the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad on numerous occasions and had an open forum where the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not shy away from answering the questions that they posed to him in regards to what it is that the Muslims want and believe, and his intentions for his followers here in the hills and wilderness of North America. So without further ado, brothers and sisters, please enjoy the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
This is the radio edition of Mr. Muhammad Speaks, heard weekly over this radio station at this hour. The principal speaker is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. Mr. Muhammad's work of moral reformation among the so-called American Negroes is being widely acclaimed here in America and abroad. On Friday, April the 14th, 1961, Mr. Muhammad made an appearance at a press conference held at the Clark Hotel, Los Angeles, California. Present were representatives from the major wire services and network television and radio. Because of the tremendous interest in Mr. Muhammad's remarks and answers, and because of numerous requests for transcripts of the press conference, the last portion of Mr. Muhammad's statement and answers to the press will be played on this broadcast. Now, Mr. Muhammad.
These are the things that I would like that you know that Elijah is doing in your midst.
We are trying to get something for ourselves. That's all we're asking for. So let us go for our own self. And again, we are charged with teaching that those of the white man of America, I never made no such charge, prophesy, since I've been teaching Islam. I am not that dumb. I know the prophesy of the Bible, I know the that of the Quran. I know that Allah will not tell me nor anyone else the day of the doom of our people. He don't do that. We are told and how to expect the doom of our people by certain things. But actually the day is not known. And I'm not so ignorant to teach such. In Washington, when that hour before the TV there of Wallace and Lomax, I didn't ever say anything of the kind. What actually was asked me by Lomax was that when did I think that my people would believe in Islam? I told him that I believe by 1970 that all of my people mostly would be resurrected into the knowledge of Islam. That is what I said, and you may listen to the tape recording that was made at that time, and you will find that's just what I said. We have it ourselves. But I have not been trying to sue the papers and magazine for such charges because the government knows that I didn't say no such thing. So these things I would like to clear you out that, again, we are Muslims, we have believed in Islam, and that we intend to die in. We never will believe in anything other than the religion of Islam. The religion of entire submission to the divine will of God, and the religion according to the teachings of Islam is the very nature of the righteous. That is to submit to the will of the God, our truth, freedom, justice, and equality, who is the very author of righteousness. That is what we are trying to do. I thank you.
Sir, I don't know about your experiences in Washington or New York.
Excuse me. Before you ask the question, identify yourself so we know who you are.
Ed Fleming, ABC Television. I do know that we had the rather uncomfortable experience here this morning getting past the stern-faced men who represent your organization. And in asking them questions, they refused to answer. It seemed very secretive, and the organization has kind of a militaristic feeling about it. Are you on the defensive? Do you feel that that you are running a totalitarian organization because you have to in order to protect yourself against the white people?
Well, I am not doing nothing of the kind. We are not no militant people. We are not trying to practice in a such way because we don't expect to have to fight a war. And we are very careful about who comes before us at times because we have threats made against us again and again. I have a letter in my pocket now full of threats. And therefore, my followers would just desire to see you coming, not for any other than what you actually are coming for. Not for anything like violence or harm. That's all they want to be sure of.
But I noticed the guard behind you is taking down my name. Now, is that an implied threat because I have the narrative?
No. Just want to know who he's talking to, or rather who I am talking to.
Make me
fear. Well, I will assure you that you have no fear. You need not have any fear.
Your name?
From the Associated Press.
What's your name?
Targerson, from the Associated Press. Where would you like to establish this area where you will make your own civilization? And what part of the country? Is there any one area that you would decide upon?
Yes, sir, but I will tell that to the government whenever they take any interest in what I am saying. If they desire to know, desire to look into this particular, I would say, I am for a complete separation. I can go for themselves. I will tell them the area that I think would be good for us.
How big an area would it be? A state, three states, a half a state, a quarter of the country? Is there any estimate we can make?
Well, I think there are that would depend on the particular fertility of the area and the population that is going in that area.
Mr. Muhammad, CBS Television News.
Yes,
here.
Sir.
My name is Maury Green.
Yes.
Why won't you tell us where this area is? Why is it a secret?
It is not a secret, but I'm talking to the press, and I would rather wait and see whether the government have any interest.
Do you have any indications of interest from them in such a proposition?
No, not as yet.
How many Negro people do you think would join you in moving to such an area if it were provided?
I do say that the whole entire 20 million would join in with me if the leaders of my people would be intelligent enough to come and sit and talk with me as you are talking with me and question me on this particular mission in their midst, be intelligent, and try and learn what we are absolutely preaching and teaching. I do believe that they all would unite and with me, there would be no question.
Why do you feel that your people have no chance for equality of opportunity and justice with all the moves that are being made in that direction these days by the government and by responsible people of the white race?
I have every reason to believe. We have 400 years here with you. We are being attacked by you and denied civil rights right today in your midst. After the government is preaching civil rights, it is still denying us civil rights. We were attacked no longer than the 5th of last month in Monroe, Louisiana. And the police came right in and jumped on my followers with their bullets and whatnot, beating them up, and then declared themselves to be innocent, and that my followers attacked them. And then even did not want us to get a chance to get to justice, even as much. And this is clear, and as our five fingers on our hand, that we absolutely are denied civil rights up until this very moment. The majority of my people in America is denied.
You feel then that such actions as that which occurred in Monroe, Louisiana, typify the sentiments of the white race?
There's so many before that. There are hundreds and hundreds of them before that. This is just all of one.
I don't think there's any chance for improvement of relations between the white and Negro races then.
I don't think that I know that there is no way of absolutely getting along in peace between the slave master and his slave, one slave. In no such way as granting the slave equal rights with the slave master, because that is against even the law of nature. You cannot make your slave your equal. And the only way to settle this whole thing, it is to let the slave go for himself, give him a fish off. As the government wants to discuss of colonizing the Negro, I do think, we don't want that today, I do think that this is the only way out. We just can't look for equal justice with you. And you are the master and you are the servant. I think the government then should send us back where they gotten us from.
What about How many followers do you think you have?
That is impossible for me to say. Today I may have 1,000 coming in throughout the country today.
Over 20,000 in your organization now?
Oh, I would say that if I would have to just use an approximate figure, I would put it 10 times more than 20,000.
Over 200,000?
Yes.
Are you making any special efforts at conversion in the prisons in the United States?
Myself, I'm not trying to get into prison to convert anyone, but wherever the truth goes, this teaching of Islam and of the knowledge of my people, if it's in prison house or if it's out in the free world, it takes the mind of the so-called American Negro under study, consideration. of self. Therefore, if he enters the prison house and hears it there, he become a convert to most of them, because it is absolutely time for him to begin to think in terms of self and in terms of trying to do something for himself. And this teaching, as probably you know, would come turn about this time. If we have to go into biblical prophesy and everything like that, since you are Christian people, I'm quite sure you will agree with me that we all could expect what we see and hear today according to the Bible and what. If we don't believe in that, well then, okay.
There's been quite a bit of expression with the Negroes against your organization. What is your opinion of them?
Ignorance of the knowledge of what I'm teaching.
Is it a matter of converting them?
It is written that they all will be converted. And I don't say that they won't be converted. This I just said, if they would come and sit down and discuss the teachings with me, I do believe 99% of them will believe.
Sir, Jack Wine of Valley Times, I'd like to read you two sentences from your column of March 23rd. And this said, the so-called Negroes of America will soon learn that there is no justice under the flag of America for them. You will soon bear witness that the white race of America is none other than the real devil in person. Is that your view?
That is true. That is true. We have 400 years experience under your flag, and we never have gotten justice.
Is that then what you consider to be understanding the white race and adding equal relations?
That is true. That there is no way of bringing about a peace, as I just said, between the slave master and his one slave.
Peter KHJ. Would you and your followers take a oath of loyalty to the United States government?
Would we do what?
Take an oath of loyalty. A loyalty oath to the government.
Will we take one?
Would you? Would you be willing to?
What are we doing now? We're living on your government, and we are obeying your laws and everything.
But do you consider yourself loyal to the United States government?
If we are not loyal to the United States government, it is the government's own privilege to prove that we're not loyal.
Would you allow a white man to join your group?
Will I allow a white man to join my group? If the white man can believe in Allah and believe in the religion of Islam and will accept it and carry out the five principles of belief and practice and amid, he would not be any other than a Muslim.
Sir, I'm climbing again. Does your organization maintain contact with Muslims in the Middle East and Africa?
I made a pilgrimage to Mecca in 1959 and Medina.
Do you have any official connection with the Muslims there?
As a brother, I am their brother, and that goes for all the Muslims on the planet Earth.
Have they acknowledged this? Do they welcome you?
I wasn't turned down in Mecca and Medina. I was permitted to make the pilgrimage there and to kiss the black stone as all the other Muslims. And I was recognized by the Amir of Islam and all the other authorities in the Muslim world. I will receive.
Your practice of the Muslim religion and its practice in the Muslim state, the Islamic state?
It's the same. The five principles of belief and practice is the same.
In other words, if I were a Muslim of some
Egypt,
if I could join your organization, I would find exactly like my organization in Egypt, all the religion would be the same.
I lived in Egypt for over 2 weeks, and we all are the same. We all have the same belief.
Sir, given all LA time, is there an organization called the Flower of Islam?
The Flower of Islam? I don't know of any such.
You don't know of any such organization?
The Flower of Islam, I don't know of any such.
Is there some organization within the Muslim movement whose purpose is militancy? Is it some, the core of some future body of troops or... Isn't there some organization of this nature?
That if such is existing, that comes under the head of some political government of Islam, and I have nothing to do with that.
Pete Miller, KHJ, again, do you have a special elite trained in judo methods and other means of physical force?
We take physical training, yes.
Why?
Why? Because it's good for our health and as any other one.
Judo, good for your health?
Is it good for any other person? It's good for us. We're taught in college and universities to try and protect ourselves.
Do you take military training, sir?
Sir?
Do you take military training of any kind, or do any of your men?
No, no, no. We don't teach military because we are not expecting to go to war. We only desire to live in peace and the right understanding of the truth, I do believe, will bring about peace other than the sword. The sword has not been able to establish peace.
Why do you object to the name Negro, sir?
Because it's a slang name given to us by your own people, and there's no such a thing as the race or nation of Negroes.
What should the race be called?
We should be referred to as members of the Asiatic nation, are the black nation, are the tribe of Shabazz in which we were originally in, or rather belonging to. We are still members of the tribe of Shabazz.
Sir, where were you born?
I was born in
Where were you born, sir, and what was your name at birth?
I was born in Georgia, the state of Georgia. Not very far from, Sandersville, Georgia. And I was brought up under the slave master's name that my grandfather and my father were under when they declared that they were free.
What's
that? Pooh.
Pardon?
That was Pooh.
Pooh.
That was a slave master that owned my grandparents in Georgia, out from Sandersville in Washington County by the name of Pooh. And he was my grandparents, and they were left in his name when that they declared that they were free. This is one thing the white people should have done. They should have told my grandfathers that they are no more theirs, and therefore you have no right to go in our name. As these are not our name, your name is your name, and my people's name is their people's name. And that people of ours, we should be in their name and not in yours. Because we are your slaves as long as we go in your name.
Clay, KB, do you consider yourself citizens of the United States?
Consider myself citizens of the United States? I consider any man a citizen of any government where he gets equal rights in that country or in that government. If the government grants me equal rights in its government and declares that I'm a citizen there, I have acquired citizen rights, are born there, and they grant it to me equally as they does themselves, I say I'm a citizen.
Then you say you're not
I just told you that that the so-called American Negro has never gotten equal justice with you. And if he does not get equal justice with you, which that you absolutely will agree with me, because we're still fighting for civil rights, then how can we be a citizen when that we don't have enjoy citizen rights? We just a slave, were you? You didn't call us citizens 100 years ago.
Los Angeles, I'll express my name is Brian Lee. Who is Malcolm X? And
we
support
the
statement
from the publication that I gave you. Minister Malcolm is a minister of mine. Yes, sir.
You unqualified support the statement that he places in what I believe is your official house record.
Well, what is the statement that you are referring to?
Some of my friends, I felt were somewhat less than conservative in reference to our white race and devils and so forth, and the ultimate liquidation of personality. No one has had this great statement.
What about the devil part?
Yes, sir.
What do you consider a devil?
What do I consider a devil?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe in the devil.
You don't believe in it? No. What does you consider a personal devil?
Well, that's it, but I don't believe in it, so obviously.
You don't even believe that such thing exists?
No, that's correct.
Oh. What does the devil, the name devil mean?
Devil? Yes. The difference is God, being the opposite of God, where God seems to be good, and the devil stands for evil.
Stands for evil. Are you good?
Am I what, sir?
Are you good?
Not as good as I
should. Anything else?
Yes, I have another question. That's Ferguson from the AG again. When I came in and talked to Mr. John, ma'am, to your right, I held out my hand to shake hands, and he declined to shake my hand, and I noticed that with several other people also which took place. Is this part of the way all of you people feel, or is that just...
No, it doesn't teach that. It doesn't teach that.
You
no.
Would take hands with a Caucasian, would you, sir?
Almost daily.
Sir, we've been pretty good at identifying ourselves. Have you got the gentleman behind you identify themselves?
Yes, sir. Identify yourself. This is Secretary John.
We have their full names.
I give him Ali. John Ali. John Ali. I call him that.
The last name, sir?
Ali. A-L-I.
What's his real name?
That's his real name.
Christian?
He's not a Christian.
Was he christened that at birth?
No, he was born that.
Yes, he was born with that.
He was born that. We could not have been, if you're driving at your own name, we could not have been born your name because we're not white people.
Was he given that name at birth?
He was born that. If he wasn't given that, it belongs to him. Yes, sir. Because that's his people's name. His people go with his name. And he just go in the name of his own people. As you go in the name of your people.
Mr. Muhammad, you have it from Los Angeles. Can you tell me why the legal leaders in the United States, like Reverend King or Mr. Wilkins, who lives in Washington,
behind your organization? Well, I have never met them face to face. I don't believe they would do so if we would discuss.
What is your opinion of their method of integration?
Well, I just made that clearer when I told you that we desire not to be beggars.
Pete Miller, again, why do you oppose the NAACP?
In what way?
Aren't you opposed to the policies of the NAACP?
And what policies? They have more than
their program for advancing colored people in America.
I'm also trying to advance them myself.
But are you or are you not opposed to the NAACP?
I'm not opposed to advancing our people.
But are you or are you not opposed to the NAACP? Do you oppose them? Are you against what they work for?
If they are working for the advancement of my people, I'm not against that.
Do you think they are?
I think they are. I'm not with them in begging. That's the thing, I'm not with them. I can't advance my people by making them beggars of yours.
Just another professional question. Have you ever had a
press
conference like this before?
No, sir.
This is the first.
This is the first real one that I have had. I have had a couple of press conferences, but not like this.
And why did you call this specifically? What was the reason for coming to Los Angeles to call a press conference?
Because, I think the newspaper, the Herald Dispatch invited you to come over and meet me to clarify that I may clarify some of the charges that has been made against myself and my followers. It's one of the reasons that I would like to have met you and to clarify these charges that have been made against us that is not true.
Thank you.
Austin Conover, Citizen News. Would you tell us about this 1970? Would you clarify that? Is that a deadline? Or?
I just said that the only thing I said about 1970, that I believed that my people would, by that time, be believing in the religion of Islam.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. You have just heard a portion replayed of a transcript of Mr. Elijah Muhammad's statement and answers to a press conference held Friday, April 14th at the Clark Hotel, Los Angeles, California. To give any assistance to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his words, write to Muhammad's Mosque No. 2, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue. That's 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago 15, Illinois. Listen next week at this same time and station to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, with a solution to the so-called American Negro problem on the radio edition of Mr. Muhammad Speaks.